Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida church appeals an order that bans it from worship services. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we certainly saw the persecution against churches during the COVID with the lockdowns. And I think that's very intentional. You know, the enemy wants to silence the churches. And here's another example of a church in Flagler Beach, Florida. It's called Coastal Family Church. And there's a whole issue with the condominium association, the company that owns the building in which it's housed, is trying to shut it down and saying that it cannot operate as a church.
Well, it's actually the association, because the church actually bought the facility in which it's located. But the association that governs the occupants says that the church can't meet because there is a deed restriction on having, quote, public assemblies, close quote. However, they have other public assemblies that are taking place, and they don't have any issue with that.
So it's like an HOA, but for businesses.
Yeah, it's an HOA,
right?
Kind of like for businesses. So Flagler Square is the home for a consignment store and a fraternal order of the police lodge that regularly host bingo nights and rents their facilities to the public for public assembly. No problem there. Despite no evidence of parking problems on Sunday, where the parking spaces have up to 160 slots, and after the city formally approved the church's zoning special exception, now the association says, but this church can't meet because there is a provision in the restrictive deed that prohibits public assemblies. And so there was a lawsuit that was filed. Liberty Counsel stepped up to represent the Coastal Family Church. That's in Flagler, as you mentioned, which is just north of Daytona Beach for those that are familiar with the Daytona area in Florida. And we went to a hearing. One of our attorneys presented the argument, and the judge, who'd only been a judge in this court for 17 days, moved from the domestic dispute type of law to this area, now gets confronted with this constitutional issue that raises state and federal law, and issues this injunction on a Friday afternoon.
So this is interesting. The Flagler Square, which is the retail building, I guess you'd call it, it has a consignment store. It has a Fraternal Order of Police Lodge that, as you mentioned, regularly hosts bingo games and rents a facility. But for some reason, there seems to be animosity for having a church. The church does not cause any issues and has not been anything. In fact, it would bring customers to these stores.
Yeah, the association claims that the church services would, quote, overwhelm available parking at all times, despite Sunday services.
Sunday!
Leaving more than 160 parking spaces still available. The condominium declaration also, prohibits the strip mall units from being used as discount stores, banquet halls, bingo parlors, and other places of public assembly. But they don't enforce that, and in fact, all that stuff goes on. So we came to defend this church, and again, this judge issued this injunction on a Friday afternoon, banning the church from having its assembly in its own owned facility just 2 days later on Sunday. And so the pastor had to go to the church. They communicated with as many people through emails and social media. But there are some older people that don't have contact with social media or emails. So the pastor went to the church on Sunday to let the older members of the congregation know that there was going to be no church. It was just going to be done like virtual. The association actually called the police to meet there and be there in the event that the people assembled. They were instructed to arrest them. Now, these, in defense of the police, it wasn't the police. they were reluctant and not real happy that they were called for that particular purpose. But the association attorney actually called the police to have them there to enforce the injunction in the event that anybody would worship. They threatened to arrest the pastor, and the pastor said he's not there for that. He's there to let people know that didn't get the message that there's no church that day.
Yeah, but apparently this attorney does not know Florida law. I mean, you've got three laws that protect the church. You got the prohibition on religious discriminatory covenants. You have the right of owners to peaceably assemble. You have the Florida Religious Freedom Restoration Act on top of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the freedom to worship.
And on top of the federal law called the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, which is RLUIPA. It's a very strong law that we've used with regards to churches and zoning issues.
So this attorney, I think, needs to be a little educated here.
So what happened in Florida? In Florida, historically, there have been, and this is not just particular to Florida, but there have been situations with regards to race and religion being part of restrictive deeds with the transfer of land. Hmm. So, for example, in some past in Florida and in other states as well, when somebody sells a piece of property to another person, there's a restriction in the deed that you can't sell that, or that cannot be used by a person of color or a person of a particular religion. Well, in 2020, Florida legislature passed a law that said any of these kind of race or religious restrictions that are in deeds are automatically null and void, wiping them out across the board. So even if this particular deed had a restriction on public assemblies, which they're interpreting as even religious assemblies, even if it has that, it's unenforceable under Florida law. Florida law particularly overrides that because it wants to get rid of those race and religious restrictions that have been passed down in certain deeds over time. And Florida's not the only state to have those kinds of situations, unfortunately. So that's one law, and that's your prohibition on religious discriminatory covenants. That's Florida law that was passed in 2020. The other one has the right of owners to peacefully assemble. You have a right. Condominium declarations may not unreasonably restrict assembly in common areas. The association's alleged concern is parking, a common element. The statute directly prohibits and protects that kind of assembly for churches. The Florida Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that's a law that I drafted. And it was passed by the legislature going back into the 1990s. And that gives strong religious freedom protection against these kinds of enforcements on the state level. We also have the First Amendment, of course, free exercise of religion. And then we clearly have, as I mentioned, the federal RLUIPA, Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act.
You know, but here's a question. You mentioned earlier the church owns the property. So the church bought the property, and they were aware that it was a church when they bought the property. So did they not think they were going to use the property for worship at that time?
Well, what's the church going to do? They're going to buy it for what? They're buying it for worship. And then they get permission. They do a special exception from the city, and the city allows that special exception to be a place of worship.
Mm-hmm.
And so it
so
was
this
obvious.
Is just now coming up?
It's just now coming up. And, you know, when the church looks at what is happening in the general area, oh, well, they have public assemblies, the Fraternal Order of Police, they rent this out for public events, and they actually have bingo games, so they have public public assemblies coming there. So, you know, it looks like a great place. We're not going to overwhelm the parking lot. The parking lot is quite large. Like I said, even when they meet on Sunday, they still have more than 160 parking spots still available. So it's not a parking issue. It's a discriminatory application by this association to restrict mm-hmm. religious worship as opposed to restricting generally public assemblies. And again, unfortunately, this judge issued this order on a Friday afternoon. This reminds us, like you said, Holly, of COVID. This is the kind of thing that happened mm-hmm. during COVID where these judges would, or these cities or states would prohibit churches from meeting for assembly. And we won those cases all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Pray for this case. It is Coastal Family Church. It is located in Flagler, which is just north of Daytona Beach. Pray that this Sunday and every Sunday they'll be able to worship and praise the Lord, and that their numbers will actually grow by virtue of this kind of adversity that they're facing. So pray for this case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.